welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour. That was the closing theme, Don. But that's okay. At least it was the show theme. We'd like to welcome all those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network and on blogtalkradio.com on the internet.
Apologize to you in the audience. I did that to you once again. Forgive me. I got to tell you, I can't believe I did that. I guess I get myself in such a rush, and the two files are named so close to each other that I just constantly pick the wrong one. I feel like an idiot. Sue me. I'm sorry, my friend, and to your audience, forgive me. Maybe next time I'll get it right. You'll just have to tune in to find out.
Well, just you can always play the opening at the end of the show. How's that? Just for anybody who's interested. All right. Well, a lot going on today, and the opening music is no exception. I got a few compliments on last night's show. Of course, I opened with some satire. I actually read a couple of accounts of some TV shows where a woman, Kathy Evans from the state of New York, I believe, was answering the first question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And this is the $100 question. And she used three lifelines and got the answer wrong. She was trying to determine what the largest of three objects and a question were. And the question, of course, was not an object, so letter D could be excluded from the answer. But she was trying to determine if a peanut, an elephant, or the moon was the largest of the three objects. And she used her 50-50 and took the peanut and the question out of the equation and then called a friend on the elephant moon issue, then used the audience, and despite 98%, and I think maybe she had a family member in the audience because not everyone in the audience knew that the moon is larger than an elephant. Nevertheless, she got it wrong, and I also read some little ditties about members of Congress, and you wonder why things are so screwed up. Well, if you heard last night's show, you got a couple of laughs out of that, and then I followed up with Congressman Hank Johnson from the state of Georgia and his fears about Guam tipping over and capsizing. So Truot, my guest last night, had never heard that, so I decided to play that for him. Tonight, we're going to start off the show with a little investigation. And this investigation is conducted by none other than a TV star speaking to the President of the United States. And if you remember the old TV show Dragnet, someone actually at bulletpeople.com put this together. As far as I know, they're credited for this. This was also aired on CNN on December the 10th of 2009. So we have an episode, much like Natalie Cole singing with Nat King Cole. And I'm trying to remember the name of the song, Unforgettable. They did a duet where they took the digital version of Nat King Cole and superimposed it into a performance with his daughter. Well, this is a little bit different, and Jack Webb of Dragnet fame actually addresses the corporate president of the United States. And here we go.
If we don't pass it, Here's the guarantee that the people who are watching tonight, your premiums will go up. Your employers are going to load up more costs on you. Potentially, they're going to drop your coverage because they just can't afford an increase of 25-30% in terms of the cost of providing health care to employees each and every year. And the federal government will go bankrupt.
You really believe that, don't you? You know, you're really an enigma to me. You appear to be a moderately well-educated man. You use that highly trained intellect, not the way those who taught you intended that you should, but you utilize it much the same as a highly sophisticated weapon, don't you? You've had the finest university teachings in the world, and having once been gifted with all that, how do you put it to use? For the common detriment of a man, for the ultimate and positive disintegration of the society that made that learning possible for you. And the pity of it is you're believed in, particularly by the young. With the power of that highly refined intelligence, you can move mountains.
What about my freedoms, my rights, my family's way of living? You don't concern yourselves with that, do you? People don't want your warped and distorted sensibilities to interfere with their way of life.
You're full of enthusiasm and ideas, and you're boiling over with energy. You want to change things. So you look around, you see a lot of things that need changing. People kill each other, and they shouldn't. People are hungry, and they shouldn't be. People are cold, and they're illiterate. They need shelter. They need books. The world needs changing. Well, it does need changing, but if you're going to live with the rest of us, then you'll have to learn to play the game by the rules. And in case you've forgotten the name of the game, we call it democracy.
Well, that was Jack Webb and Harry Morgan playing Detective Joe Friday, dressing down the President of the United States in a little vignette. And I thought it was interesting. I disagree with the education, and I disagree with the definition of democracy. Yes, it is called democracy, but it's not what we've come to learn it as. And I think we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight with our guest. He's a historian. He is also a health scientist, or you could say an environmental scientist. So his comments in that regard are going to be very appropriate concerning the news that we have on the 64th day of this catastrophe in the Gulf of Mexico. He's also an herbalist and a musician, my good friend, Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good night, John. Great to be here, and see you next time.
Well,
good morning, Don. Great to be back. Thank you.
Yeah, you're saying goodnight because of the closing theme.
I thought it was over. I was packing up.
Well, Don apologized.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Well, you got to hear that little clip there. That was pretty cute, considering.
Sure. Yeah, it's well done. Well done. And I agree. The university training and all that, and a display of intelligence, well, that clearly doesn't refer to the usurper we have as our acting president.
Yes, and the democracy at the end. I mean, this is what's promoted around the world every time they create a war.
Yes, yes. We're always fighting for democracy, and then we're not even a democracy. But the globalists, that's what they prefer, a democracy, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's
which just means the mob rules.
Exactly. That's what he's referring to there. So it's interesting how those statements get worked into the TV series scripts many years ago, and of course they come back. I guess you'd have to change a lot of the language really to make it an honest message. Even Dragnet had propaganda in it, didn't it, to some extent?
Yeah, you know, Don, all the Hollywood stuff does, and as we get older and much more wiser in the ways of the world, we can see right through it all. And just a little while ago, I was watching an Abbott and Costello movie, Buck Privates, which was really funny. Yet, I was really stunned because now, knowing what I had known, I haven't seen the movie in a very long time. Used to see it, of course, when I was a kid. And there it is. Just before we enter World War II, and they're getting the patriotism fervor flowing throughout the Americans, who were very anti-war, foreign wars, of course. They want to get involved in that. And so here's Hollywood starting to grease the wheels on the Americans, trying to entice them that war is good. It's good. And it was very, very, like, party-like. It was like you're joining the military, the army. Oh, what a party. We got good look young girls. They're working with you here. They're here to give you cigarettes and make you feel good. I mean, unbelievable. And everybody's smiling and laughing as they're getting ready to prepare for war, where most of those guys won't come back. And the ones that do, a lot of them will be maimed in one way or the other. And others will just have psychological scars. And the real outrage, Don, out of it all, looking back on it and seeing how the propaganda from Hollywood, that commie-controlled Hollywood that Senator MacArthur warned us about, and many others, what they were doing was just setting up a scenario to drag our great country into another foreign conflict so they can start off with their globalism again, with the United Nations as a world government institution. They failed after World War I, which they created with the League of Nations, and so they came back with World War II, and of course, the scenario preceding World War II was identical to the scenario preceding World War I, which was vast, serious depressions throughout Europe, and then we get dragged into it after World War I, preceding World War II, with the cooperation of our traitor, FDR, who they call Roosevelt, but it's really Rosenfeld.
Mm-hmm.
And he's roasting in hell, and I can't wait for all of his comrades to join him soon, the Rockefellers, the Clintons, the Bushes, etc., and all these other globalist minions that are associated with these scum buckets. And so that's what really, you know, when I watch these old movies like that, and I just say, here you go, what a setup for the young Americans. War, it's cool. It's really it was a very upbeat, humorous movie based on comedy, and that's fine. But as far as enlisting and the whole environment within the military, it was like a party scene, which, of course, it's nothing like that at all.
Yeah, they had big bands and...
Right.
And line dancers.
You got it.
Like the Rockettes, and they had these chic... posh nightclubs. They'd have the big bands playing there, and everybody's on furlough or leave, you know.
Yes, that's right. Nobody's at the base where they should be.
Yeah, but then the alarm sound, and the band has to stop, and the dancers have to stop, and everybody runs out. They trivialize everything. To take the focus off of that, and they show us these contrasting images of everything's a big party, but oh, now we have to go to war. So we stop the party and go to war, and when we're done for the day, we'll come back and we'll party some more.
That's really pretty much it.
And they make countless movies like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's rah, 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 get the flag waving. Let's go get them. What was it during World War I to drag us in? They used Cohan, who wrote Yankee Doodle Dandy, and I believe he wrote Yankee Doodle Dandy as well. And they were entertainment family, vaudeville at the time, I guess, the Cohans. And so FDR, James Cagney portrays him in a movie, and FDR asks him to, I need something to motivate the American spirit. And he came up with over there. You know, over there. We're going over there. We're going to go get him. All that happy BS crap. And it's really what really ticks me off more than anything. And I can't wait to see all these dirtbags roasting in the hot spot when they cross back over. Because this is where they're heading, Don. Because it's all a big lie. And all the bloodshed. And all that fighting on both sides. They financed the Nazis and built them up very strong before the war started, all through the 30s. Nazi investment was very big over here.
Well, we have the Nazis here now.
Yeah, and they are still here. And so they finance all the enemies that we went to war with. And then, at the same time, we come into the aid of who? Our arch enemy, the British. No offense to the British people. I really do like you. It's your government that I can't stand, and I think we ought to come over and clean it out for you and show you what a real constitutional republic, how nice it is. But we have to get it back here first and experience it ourselves. We don't have it anymore. But it's based on our ancestral experience. It's great. You own property. You're your own boss. There's competition. The best ideas prevail. We all each respect each other's rights, and that's all there is to it. And we have to get back to that here. And then we ought to go over and clean out that queenie over there and all those pathetic royalties that run the world. And, of course, they're just Rothschild puppets. They're the real enemy, like over here with the Rockefellers. But all these wars for nothing. And our men fighting in these wars for what the saying was, the war to end all wars. We can't let this happen again, so we got to fight it now. So there's never a war like this. They said that for World War I and World War II. And now here we are, decades later, going into a type of system that's totally fascist, communist, everything our men and women fought against. And here we are, our government just sliding us right into it like it's Disneyland. It's great, kiddies. Come on and join the party. There you go again. And so that's what really outrages me more than anything. The futility of all the fighting, because evil was never defeated. It was never meant to be. And now we're being told to accept evil because it's good. And that evil is the United Nations global totalitarian system with no middle class and no national sovereignty, total allegiance politically to this structure. Economically, no middle class, no competition, and then philosophically or spiritually, religiously, they are devils and devil worshipers. And so I can't wait to just get to the end of this one so we can finally get rid of the real evil once and for all off this planet.
Yes. Now, Michael, I'd like to make a point here. It's becoming increasingly clear to me that this show and many others are becoming very much like tape loops. We're talking about the same issues over and over again. We have an illegal alien in the White House. An illegal alien.
But it's okay.
No,
it's okay, Don.
Well, not with me, it's not okay.
But the media. But the media, listen, you know.
Well, the media is not the law. Okay.
No.
The media is not the Constitution.
I'm being sarcastic, Dan. Of course, it's not okay.
Yeah, I understand that. The point I want to make here is the hundreds of lawsuits that have been filed to get a certificate of live birth produced for this illegal alien, this infiltrator into this government who's signing legislation which is all unlawful. None of it should stand. And everybody's reacting to, well, this gun law has been signed, and it's going to shut off the internet, and he's going to do this, and he's going to do that, and he's running the show at BP, and he's the health care bill, and just one thing after another. You're dealing with an illegal alien. You're dealing with a criminal.
And a foreign agent.
And a criminal cabal, a cabal of organized crime is all it is. This is RICO statutes.
Bottom line. That's all there is to it. And the entire deficit, which I heard just today, Don. Everybody sit down for this one. $100 trillion. To these scumbag globalist international bankers. The Rockefeller, Rothschild, Goldman Sachs, Kuhnloeb, Warburgs, Lazard Brothers, Schiff, etc., cartel, cabal. We don't owe them squat. They can tell us we could owe them as much as they want. We just hang them, get them out of the way, wipe our hands clean, as we would with any crook that says, well, you owe me some money, don't you? Say, no, I don't owe you anything. You keep trying to rob me, and I'll keep laying you out because you're a crook. And so it's all outrageous, Don. It's amazing. And that's what really is so incredible is with the media, how they just sell it. You listen, even on the IRN news over internet, you know, like Hope Duggar, Hope Google Gaga Duggar, and President Obama says, and President Obama, or any President Obama, like they just, you know, like, hey, he's our president. You know, it's like, come on, you fools. He's a foreigner. He's not our president. Out the nerve of you to just come off and tell us like he's a legitimate president. It's incredible. But that's how effective their control mechanism is established in our country and around the world.
Now, if you
and they just sell propaganda left and right.
Yeah. If you go back to Bush before him, he was born here, or at least they say he was born here, but he was born to two foreigners.
Right.
His old man wasn't an American. So his parents weren't American. He wasn't lawfully eligible to become president of the United States.
Technically, that's all true.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Now, if we get into
we've been
the Clintons,
taking over.
Hillary Clinton's an infiltrator, too.
Not Hillary.
Oh.
No.
Oh, yes.
Not Hillary Rotten Clinton. No. I'm shattered.
Oh, my. And, you know, and we have the standing. We're told by the courts that we don't have standing. These
yeah, that's
characters,
right.
These charlatans, these infiltrators do not have standing.
You
and
know,
the
like,
judges they yeah. that were appointed by them don't have standing either.
It's all illegitimate, Don, and it's just amazing how, you know, they're just counterfeiters. And look how they turn it upside down. And make it all seem, they spin it so that they're all legitimate and we're all crazy and we're un-American for saying this. It's really, it is sick. It is insane. No question about it.
Now,
but thank God, Don, let me just say real quick, thank God for you, BBS Network, and all the other great networks out there that I tune into over internet, Oracle, RBN, even GCN, because everybody is at least discussing this that you can't hear it anywhere else. And so it's a sanity check when we tune into your shows. It's a sanity check because it's an insane world out there with that control media. Up is down, wrong is right, etc. So thank you for being there.
Well, the reason I bring these points up, it doesn't matter what legislation is signed. None of it is lawful.
That's right.
None of it is constitutional. All of this is being done in violation of the Constitution and our civil
yes.
rights.
Completely. And they even go on, like I heard today, where, well, since Obama couldn't get it, the carbon tax, couldn't get it through legislation, so he's going to do it through executive order. Oh, like he has the real authority to do that. First of all, besides the fact he's a foreign agent, and whatever he does is illegitimate, so it doesn't matter. Second of all, executive orders doesn't mean squat. The president, as an executive in our government, doesn't have the authority to make legislation.
We don't
only
have a president.
That's correct.
We don't That's have correct. A president.
But even when Slick Willie Clinton was passing his executive orders, and Paul Begala at the time, one of his stooges, which, you know, I haven't seen in the scene in a long time, and I think the curse finally caught up to that dirtbag commie. And I think he's suffering pretty good, and hopefully he's going to kick the bucket soon and join the rest of those bastards in hell, because he was so, so arrogant with, oh, it's great, at the stroke of a pen, law, you know, as if the president has the authority to do that. And he doesn't. And that dirtbag Begala also one time, and nobody had to come back when he said, he's talking about taxes and the IRS having the authority to tax us. And he says, look, it's right there. Jesus said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. And it's like, hey, Begala, guess what, you doofus? We are Caesar in this country, not our government. They work for us. We're the Caesars here, you loser.
Yeah. Now, I want to point something out because there's an email that's going around for about the 50th time about Hillary Clinton having signed a small arms treaty with the UN. She is an infiltrator, and there is a photograph representing the Rodham family, which is totally bogus. It's another, you would think it was out of Obama's scrapbook.
Another early Photoshop, huh?
It's another Photoshop deal.
Before Photoshop existed.
Yeah. Well, no, this is a more recent photo that they had to put out there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Photoshop's been around, and we use that term like you use the term Kleenex. It might be a different brand, you know.
And even before we had Photoshop with our home computers, through the high-tech military industry, they've had technology at their disposal way before we've ever come across it. So
yeah, they were doing
their ability to manipulate data. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were doing that many, many years ago.
Right.
But there's an anomaly in the photograph that cannot be in the photograph at the time alleged by the subjects in the photo.
Are you referring to the horns on her head, Don? Because I think they are real.
No. No, I'm not. But
is it the tail? The tail? I think that's real too.
Okay, so you have another infiltrator. Okay, not born here at all. Neither parent was born in the United States. Trust me on that, okay?
I believe you. I believe Don, I am not surprised in any way by your statements there because...
And they know this. They know I'm right. Okay? So she doesn't have the authority to sign anything. She has no authority. Really, she has no standing. She was appointed by an infiltrator, and she herself is an infiltrator.
There you go.
Like Bushes, like Eisenhower, like McCain.
All of your work, Don, has just verified what I've been saying for the longest time. Our government is in the hands of foreigners, but the American people, and they're posing as Americans. They're like a Trojan horse, and the Americans just aren't catching on to it. You know, and I used to say that. I mean, I've been saying that for a very long time. So finally, they're starting to catch on. But this revelation, Don, just fits right in with everything else. It's not a surprise to me to hear this.
No.
I think we ought to have a new candy bar. Instead of O. Henry, it should be O. Hillary.
Oh, my goodness. And it's going to be a surprise. I'm just about finished with part 8 of the Three Stooges Go to Washington. She's the third stooge. And Don Harkins and I both knew she would be around after the election. And we were right about that.
There you go.
And there's no way to wriggle out of the photograph. You see, I put the photograph right at the front of the article because it debunks the whole story about who her American family is. She didn't have an American family. She had handlers. She has them today. Mm-hmm. Ask Henry Kissinger.
Right.
Okay. If you could get him to actually tell you the truth.
He's right here, Don. Hang on. Don, this is Heinz Kissinger, Don, I'm disappointed in you, Don, call me Heine, Don, all my friends call me Heine. Okay, Heinz, go back.
All right.
See you, Heinz.
But I just want to make this point, you know, now they started up on the Kenya thing. You had a guy come out of Tim Adams, the chief of elections, the elections office in Honolulu come out and say there was no documentation whatsoever for Barack Obama or Barry Satoru or Barry Rockefeller, whatever name you want to use. There was no documentation there. Therefore, there was nothing sealed. I've been saying that for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he spent how much money so far to cover up any investigation done into this?
Publicly, they announced $2 million, but you know it's mm-hmm. a lot more money than that.
Mm-hmm.
And really, yep. it's not to cover it up, it's to bribe judges.
Yeah, to cover it up as far as not to let any case take yeah. effect, and, to get any ground.
And to bribe the media, to keep it out of...
Keep it all quiet. Yeah. And so, obviously, that fact alone substantiates that this guy's a foreign-born,
mm-hmm.
because, look, all he's got to do is just wave it in our face and say, here you go, bunch of racist scumbags. Look, I'm born in Hawaii. You see this document? Here you go. You're all racist. That's all he's got to do.
Now,
but he can't, can he?
In my articles, I've debunked the documents from Kenya, the alleged documents that Dr. Orley Tates brought forth with three impossible folds on the document. And when you enlarge the document, the lines don't meet. This is a common trait amongst the documentation for this infiltrator, whether it's from the Honolulu Advertiser, and the media says, oh, well, you know, I've seen the newspaper ad that announced the birth. And if anyone who's done research, and I have, and some other researchers have gone to Hawaii and actually looked at the original document, the lines on the newspaper don't line up either. I mean, they don't print newspapers like that. They don't print magazines like that. They don't print...
Dynamite, I'm getting a lot of modulation. Are you picking that up when I'm talking to?
No, I'm not. I'm not hearing that, so...
Okay,
because
you're modulating quite a bit. But okay. Now, Don, just even recently, there's this report out that is it the Attorney General of the state of Hawaii has admitted that there's no documentation that Barry Sotoro is legitimately born there in Hawaii?
I haven't heard that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all based on phony documents and phony photographs, compilations. And I've analyzed the photographs. There is nothing natural about this guy being in photographs. Now, if he was really there and had photographs taken, anyone could analyze them and they would not find any abnormalities at all whatsoever in any of the photographs. But to the contrary, there are nothing but abnormalities. No shadows, and people's letters on their jerseys being all different from one jersey to the next. Some being misspelled, you know. And
yeah.
they did this with Eisenhower, okay.
Right. Those little details they just can't seem to get corrected on, you know.
When
they manipulate
the photograph, you know? Right away. I mean... from Stanley Armour Dunham's belt line and his where the belt meets the pants, there's a gap, and you can see the polka dots of Madeline Dunham's dress through the pants and the belt where they meet. There's a big V there.
Yeah, because that's out of it all. I'll always go back to it. Can't forget it. Is the fact that young Barry there wearing that medallion around his neck of a gray alien.
Mm-hmm.
What the... I mean, holy... This guy... We got to quarantine this guy quick and exercise this guy. I bet all kinds of demons come out of him. No question about it.
Now, I didn't create that photograph, Michael. In fact, the photograph you're talking about of the alleged... Lolo Sotoro family is another compilation. These people were put in the photo one at a time. They were put in there one at a time.
Right.
And you can see all kinds of anomalies in it. And the only time anyone ever heard of this guy or saw him is in this fake photograph. And it's the same with his alleged father, Barack Obama Sr. at Hawaii. His big send-off party at night, where he's standing there, and all the characters in this thing, it's like a menagerie of people who are floating off the ground. They're not even standing on the ground in this picture. And when I altered the lighting, the father, the alleged father, who's standing in the middle of all these people with about 20 Hawaiian leis around his neck, turned into a white man.
It sounds like just the family of magicians, Don.
Well, you know, it's
they're able
it's
to float off the ground and change color, and
it's a multi-layered compilation, is what it is. So.
I know, Don. I'm teasing you, but you know, just a fact, Don. Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah, I just think of Mom's apple pie when I hear that name. You know, just red, white, and blue. It just makes me think of that every time. I mean, it's how upside down can this country get? It's unbelievable they pulled that one off. It's unbelievable that people voted for him. I mean, there wasn't any choice between him or McCain, granted, but still, I would have figured the Americans would still vote for McCain because, I mean, hello, red, white, and blue. At least McCain sounds American. We are at war with supposedly Muslims, aren't we? I mean, they are the terrorists, we're constantly being told. Isn't that true? And yet we have a guy with a Muslim name. We just got done hanging Saddam Hussein, but we elect Barack Hussein Obama. Don, I'm checking out because it's all insane. No question about it. It's Looney Tunes from here on out. The American people better snap out of their delusion, and I think they are. No question about it. I think they really are because they're all finally coming to terms with their situation, personal situations, lack of jobs, lack of employment, future not looking too bright, and a family to support and raise. So they're finally coming to terms with something's wrong. Hello, yes, something's wrong, drastically wrong. And welcome on board to Reality Check. But my God, to get this far with it, where we actually have a president going by that name after the recent history, it's baffling to me.
Now, in this Gulf of Mexico debacle that's going on, we heard stories that that the Deepwater Horizon platform won an award for safety. Okay? Now, this is a cover story, right? I learned this morning that actually the BLM conducted an inspection, a safety inspection, 2 hours before that incident occurred on April 20th.
And they gave it a gold star.
Well, I don't know the outcome of it, but I suspect that the inspection was probably so they could map the GPS coordinates.
I just wonder if these guys are the same ones that, as far as inspection goes, that wanted to, with the Boy George Bush administration previously, give our all our port security over to Dubai. It's just incredible. Just incredible, Don. But I was telling you the other day, what's insane is the fact that the rig itself is not tied down to the ocean floor. It's floating in the ocean. And to allow any kind of drilling of that sophistication, to me, was lunacy. I was talking with Mike Chambers on his show yesterday or the other day on Oracle, and he said, Mike, all the rigs are floaters. That's how they start off. And then once they tap the oil, then they lock down to the crust. And I'm like, wow, if that isn't backwards, if that's not insanity, I mean, if you're going to give permission to a rig to drill in the ocean, the first requirement from sound engineering is tie it down to the ocean floor so you're stable and then start to drill. You don't do the opposite. But, of course, it's cheaper, this approach, for them. And just the fact that our government allows these corporations to operate that way on our turf, potentially with no safety, really, you know, no safety concerns at all for our environment, our people. No. Mm-hmm. And it's our resource, by the way. Ours. It belongs to the American people. Yet a foreign British corporation is given carte blanche to go take it, extract it, and then sell it to us for exorbitant fees.
And then ask us to pay for the damage.
And to clean
people for money now. Send money in to help.
Yes, and we got to raise our taxes, Don, and clean this mess up. We got to do it.
Let me go back to this topic, okay? Why I mentioned they likely took GPS readings, okay, with a handheld device. They can basically communicate with a satellite. Now, the platform is controlled and maintained by satellite, by a very sophisticated positioning system. Okay. Now, why would if it's being controlled by a satellite, and I'm speculating here, but I'm speculating with reason. Okay. Why would the BLM go there first of all? Okay.
I don't know.
Well, obviously under the ruse of checking the safety. Okay, isn't that rather coincidental that after a safety visit, 2 hours later, the place blows up?
Well, there's no questioning, Don. No questioning. I don't know that scenario with the satellite controls or anything, but there's no questioning they knew. They knew what was about to happen. And I think it's all intentional.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't think this is accidental. I just can't see it being accidental. It's too, just too obvious to be, it must be intentional all the way.
Well, Truott got in some recent trouble last week, having revealed the program, Miracle Illumination, it's called, that actually targeted a space-based weapon on that platform. And that was filmed by four young fishermen who were fishing the rig that night.
Now, I've seen that footage, Don. On that, out of all the footage that's available from those guys fishing, did any of them comment that they seen the beams?
I don't think they even saw it, to tell you the truth.
I find that curious.
Well, they're not, maybe just not trained to see it. They're looking at this fire, this explosion.
Well, is it visible? Is it only visible to the optics of the camera, but not to our eyes?
Let's go back. We're talking about fabricated photographs. You got a guy sitting in the White House that produced nothing but fabricated, phony photographs. And nobody seemed to notice those.
Yes. But I mean, with respect to this now, I'm not...
Well, a lot of other people noticed the beams.
Right, but the guys filming it never commented that they were seeing it.
They were filming. They're on a boat. The boat is moving with the waves,
sure,
listing from side to side and up and down, and their shot is moving. The camera's moving, but the beam is staying fixed on the flame. And there are people who try to debunk this by saying, oh, that's an anomaly with the camera. Oh, whenever we find the truth, it's always an anomaly. It's always the camera is malfunctioning. Give me a break.
You know, Don, when it comes to, I know this was all intentional. I can't ascertain yet if it was satellite weaponry that did it, because I do find it curious. During all the filming, these guys were viewing it. If the beam is visible to the naked eye, they never commented on it. And there's actually two beams in the YouTube footage.
Well,
and these guys never mention it at all. So I just have to keep an open mind. I don't know what the conclusion is on that yet.
Michael, why would they pull it off of a website or two websites? Why
did YouTube pull it now?
It was pulled off. It was posted on Truott's website with a link to YouTube. Yeah, they took it off.
YouTube doesn't show. If you went to YouTube now, it's gone.
I haven't been there today, but it's been gone for several days.
Has it on YouTube? Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's of course, Don. Look, Don, I'm not trying to argue either way because I don't know. I'm a scientist, you know that, and I just take everything analytically. And until I can draw an accurate conclusion, because I do not like to make erroneous conclusions on anything. And so I'm not sure yet. I do find it curious. The fishermen are not commenting on those beams, because I know if I was filming, I'd say, holy, you know what? Look,
they're high school kids, Michael. I have no way of knowing that they even saw it, but they did not mention it. You understand?
Right, exactly. That's my only point. Yeah.
It's those that are trained to look at that and look for anomalies that found them.
Well, Don, hold on. It's a beam coming down from space. If it's visible to the naked eye, you can't miss it. It's nighttime. You can't miss it. I mean...
I don't argue that.
Right.
I don't argue that, but...
That's my only point.
What I'm saying is the average person out there doesn't see the half of what's going on when they're looking at a photograph. Or a real life situation.
Something that's real obvious, though. Michael, you can't miss it.
Michael, I opened the show last night and talked about it again tonight about a lady in New York who can't tell the difference between a peanut, an elephant, and the moon.
Oh, yeah. There's dumb out there. No question about it.
All right. Now, I'm not saying these guys were dumb. They were fishing.
I'm not either.
And they're witnessing a pretty dramatic event.
Sure, a big ball of fire.
They described the lights going out. They described the explosions, two explosions they described. Now, they don't know what caused it, but they put the film up on the Internet.
Right, right.
In its original form.
Right. That's the only thing, though. That's the only thing that...
they don't have to analyze it other than just to describe what they were doing when they took it and why they took it. They don't
exactly, but they were filming it for how many minutes? Quite a few.
Just a couple of minutes. That's it.
Was it just a couple of minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, during that whole time, though, not one comment on, you see those beams coming down?
No, they didn't.
Nothing like
that.
No. Nothing like that.
No.
That's the only thing on it I find curious. Okay, I find that very curious because to me, it should be very obvious. How can you miss it? If you can see the Aurora Borealis in many places when it's manifesting, and it's sometimes when we see it here, you can see it, but it's not real, you know, real easy to pick up.
You and I can see it. True Watt can see it. Dr. Mike Castle can see it. Many other people who looked at this can see it.
Well, when you see the film, Don, everybody will see it. Is there anybody that watched the film that said they didn't see it?
Michael, that's the point I'm making, is people only see what they're capable of seeing according to their consciousness. You've got a dumbed-down populace being further dumbed down by a propaganda media.
Sure, Don, sure. But again, I just don't think that... I just don't see how you...
It's not even worth arguing the point. I think listeners are understanding what I'm saying.
Right, and hopefully they're understanding what I'm saying, because if it's visible to the naked eye and you're out there, how do you not see it? I mean, I don't care how, you know, ignorant of things you are, how unaware you may be of various things, how do you miss that? You know? Now, afterwards, I'd like to interview those guys as well. Hey, guys, did you see those beams when you're filming it? Yes or no? And see what their comments are. We didn't see it when we were filming it, but when we watched the footage, then we're like, wow, look at that. You know, I'd like to get a follow-up with those guys as well on that.
Well, you're welcome to do that.
If somebody can track them down.
Yeah, it's going to be an issue of tracking them down.
Sure.
It's going to be an issue of... have they been told not to speak about it?
Sure.
You know, because the video was pulled. There's some damning evidence in it.
Yeah, if the video's pulled, there's something there, that's for sure, Don. They don't want us to know. And bottom line is, as far as I'm concerned, to me, it is the fact that this was an intentional act of terrorism.
Now, if it's true that the Bureau of Land and Mines went there to... perform an inspection on that platform 2 hours before the explosion. The reason for doing so was to get GPS coordinates for another satellite, not the satellite that controls the stability of the platform, but the satellite that had the weapon on it. That would be the only reason, and the pretext would be a safety investigation.
Well, that's all speculation, Don, and it's definitely plausible, but that's as far as I could go with that right now.
Okay, then we look at the put options.
which verifies that this was intentional.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's intentional.
So why those guys arrived there 2 hours before the scene, I mean, that's one theory, but I can't just say that's it right now because I'm not sure. Could be other. They could have done it another way, and they were there following up on the other method that they were going to use to make sure the rig blew up.
Now the question is, who ordered the BLM to go out there and conduct the safety inspection, and why?
Yes, supposed safety inspection.
Yeah,
That's right.
Yeah. Is it the usurper that did that?
No. He's just his handlers. He's just another slave boy for the Rockefeller cabal. He doesn't make decisions. He's the actor that comes out when the lights are on, the cameras are on, and the curtain's up. He's just the actor to sell the BS to the people.
And that's why he was playing golf this past weekend.
Sure, they got to keep those idiots out of the way when the action's happening and then tell them what their lines are when it's time to feed us the BS.
And this is the same person that's telling us what we can and can't do. Person that has no standing because he's an illegal mm-hmm. alien and part of an organized criminal cabal.
Mm-hmm. He's Here. Not an American.
Yeah, not an American.
He's not one of us. No disrespect to foreigners, because
that
we're all brothers and sisters as far as I'm concerned, but
handling
as far
that
as
issue is the key to resolving this crisis in the Gulf.
Mm-hmm. There is no handling this crisis in the Gulf up to this point, huh? Well, it's running amok. They're flooding the Atlantic. They still call it a spill, which is so pathetic. I call it a flood. They're flooding the Atlantic with petroleum and toxic gases.
Yeah, I've said that every night since we've begun talking about this on this
show.
There you go.
Spills happen from
the top down.
Oops. Oh, we just spilled. Bull, that's a spill. That's a flood.
Well, it's a blowout. It's a geyser.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Major gusher.
And
but it's causing tremendous damage to our environment. Tremendous damage. And hell is to pay to these scumbags.
Then we have the issue now, and you know, I'm going to let those in the listening audience that aren't familiar with your products know that you have some herbal remedies that actually will help people in times like what they're going through down there in the Gulf right now. People are experiencing nausea, dizziness, all kinds of respiratory problems.
Mm-hmm.
And not just from the benzene and the hydrogen sulfide that's coming out with that crude oil, but the extra problems that are there because of these dispersants that they're using, namely Corexit 9500, which is extremely toxic. I got a paper on that a couple of days ago. And
is it toxic in a volatile way, Don? It quickly evaporates and leaves, and then forms toxic gases.
Mm-hmm. It can be absorbed into the skin. It affects the liver and the kidneys, the central nervous system. So it can be very sick.
As a gas,
and as a liquid.
Liquid if you contact it.
To get it on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
It can be absorbed through the skin. It can be inhaled as well.
Now the hydrogen sulfate, okay, that's sulfuric acid when it comes in contact with moisture. Sulfuric acid, that's what they will be breathing in. That's what will be formed when they breathe it in. Sulfuric acid. Okay, that's deadly.
Mm-hmm. It burns. I mean, it eats...
Serious burns.
Yeah, it eats holes through flesh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, my herbal formulas will help tremendously, but my gosh, I mean... God, I just hope the exposures are not at the levels that I fear, because, I mean, Don, you'd have to be living on my stuff. And chlorophyll substances. Steady, daily, to protect yourself.
Now, they say... safe levels of let's say benzene are three or four parts per billion. That's tolerable. They have ranged from 3,000 to 3,400 parts per billion.
And what I'm curious about with that one is, where are the measurements taken from the center of the incident? How far of a radius are they going to get that measurement? Is it like a mile within the point of origin, or is it 10 miles away or 20? That's what I'm curious about on that one, Don.
Well, they're not letting many people out there into the Gulf of Mexico, so most...
Right, so where's that reading coming from?
From the shore.
From the shore itself? That's a reading from the shore.
That's what I've heard. They're not letting people out onto the water, so the only place they can get close is on the shore, and even the beaches are being impeded.
Oh yeah, I'm
by black water and whacking hut thugs.
Yeah, yep. It's quite incredible that the governors of the Gulf states there are not implementing National Guard and shooting and arresting those mercenaries working for the corporations and their global agenda crap, and just get them, dispose of them. And get the National Guard in place quick. Come on, state governors, do your duty. If you're really the governor of that state, and people of those states, please get your governor to do the right thing. Bring in the National Guards and put them to work there, and allow freedom of access for people that want to investigate or to help clean up the mess. And, I mean, that right there tells you how wrong this all is.
Well, see, they're gearing up now for what's being called Operation Silver Fox. It's the renaming of Operation Blackjack. And that's a window from the 21st, which was the summer solstice, basically Monday, mm-hmm. through the 26th of this month. Mm-hmm. They're gearing up to move maybe 40, 50 million people out of that area. Now, where are they going to put these people?
Really? Now, are we seeing any evidence of that yet?
Oh, lots of evidence. There, many of the surrounding states to the north are reporting that certain agencies are booking up hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're preparing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not regular people booking these. These are various departments.
Mm-hmm.
Secretively, they're booking these hotel rooms.
Well.
So I'm not trying to spread fear here. These are the reports that are coming out.
Yep, we'll have to, God willing, it's not going to go that way. I can't see it going really that way. I mean, it's just that volume of people, just moving them that way. I just don't see it. But I pray it doesn't have to happen either for these poor people.
Well, the toxicity levels of the air quality are something like 15% as of a few days ago.
So, Don, based on that, then there should be hospitals filling up.
Huh? I don't know. I haven't heard reports about it. If they are filling up, again, the media is being prevented from reporting it.
Right. And then everybody with relatives, friends down in these areas have to be in touch. I'm pursuing channels now to see if they know of any stories, reports confirming this. And so I'm anxious to get feedback on that, because based on all that, hospitals should be filling up.
Well, it's a question of how many people are being affected. Certainly the people working on these rigs. And
They're right in the center of it.
On the boats that are conducting various activities.
Sure. But everybody inland from the coast inland, if these reports are true, then people should be really starting to get pretty severely ill. And therefore, hospitals should be filling up, as well as just reports of ill people everywhere, you know, starting to increase in frequency.
What's happening on the ocean floor is the oxygen is depleted. The marine life is dying.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
animals, birds are making it to the shore, totally covered, caked in tar.
I heard such a sad report a month ago with a dolphin just every it came up dead on the shore, and everything was oil. I mean, all that was coming out of it from the inside was oil. I mean, curse these scumbags. And hell is waiting for them. And I just hope it happens tomorrow, because I can't stand to see innocents suffer. Okay, whether it's people or animals or birds, anything that's innocent in God's glorious creation has to suffer. Why? Because dirt scum like this have no regard for anything but the greedy nature of just having as much as they can get in the hell with everybody else attitude, and no regard for any kind of concerns of safety and well-being for all kinds of life forms. Curse them. Hell is coming for them, and the sooner the better. And I will pop champagne corks, and I do not drink, but I will pop champagne corks when they start to all kick the bucket down, all of them. I'm sick and tired of them. I wish I wasn't just an ordinary guy doing ordinary things right now, because if the Lord gave me the authority, I'd clean house instantly. I would not blink an eye until they were all hung and held accountable, and that real safe technologies could emerge finally. And Rockefeller and Rothschilds and their oil, I'll make them drink it. That's how they're going to go. I'll make sure they go by consuming as much oil as it will take to expel their useless carcass and drive out that soulless entity that's in him. I am disgusted, totally disgusted with this. Nothing hurts me more, Don, to see innocence, whether it's kids or animals, anything like that, that's innocent, totally innocent, to be deprived of their rightful, godful, rightful inheritance, to have some kind of, what, quality of life? That's all we're talking about here? Can't even have that? Disgusting. And 2 months ago when you asked me about this incident when I was on, Don, and I did say, it's Revelations, oceans, two-thirds of the oceans, beginning of the Revelations where two-thirds of the oceans are destroyed, and I'm afraid to say it looks like that is true.
Well, it makes me think that they actually wrote the book.
They are definitely following the script.
Yeah.
But I'm a tough guy, Don, but that'll make me cry. I will cry knowing that innocent creatures suffer because of scum like this. Dirtbags, pathetic, evil, good-for-nothing losers that are doomed to hell. Because of them, innocent suffers in this world. That makes me cry, but also makes me want to get my hands on them.
Yeah.
Now, and I'm praying one day I can.
For the past 2 months, I've been saying the pressure, the oil pressure of this blowout is in the neighborhood of 100,000 pounds per square inch. That's that figure. They're inching up to that figure, although many scientists have come out and said exactly that. Even one says it's higher at 105,000 pounds per square inch.
When did this rig first was installed, Don? What's the time frame?
I'm not certain of the date it was installed, but it's one of the more modern ones.
It's been there for a year?
At least. I would guess. I don't.
So none of this is a surprise to them. They knew all of this.
Well, this is going on in other places too. They have one like this in Australia. A similar problem. Now,
really?
I don't know that it's been as deep, but certainly this one occurring on Hitler's birthday. Come on. if that's not intention, I don't know what is.
Are they having similar problems on other rigs around the world, Don, where they're flooding the oceans?
Well, they've had this problem in Australia.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
they had a similar problem a few years ago near Saudi Arabia, and they handle it much faster.
Mm. But for some reason, they can't seem to do that here.
It may have been a genuine accident. Well, they're getting desperate. People are waking up. People are figuring out what's going on. Even now, we're figuring out what's going on. The question is, how long are people going to sit around and wait for them to do what is right when all along their intention was to do what is wrong?
It's a blatant act of terrorism, no question about it. This is intentional.
Yeah. Okay.
And to act like they're all surprised with the outcome and the incredible pressure being monitored. I mean, come on. They knew all this. They're so sophisticated with their technology and how advanced the sciences are for that kind of work as far as probing and monitoring internal pressures and stuff and probing with drills to core out samples and evaluate the interior of where they're drilling. That's old stuff. They knew exactly what they were getting into. This is all by design.
Now they're talking about relief wells, and again, they're showing this on the media, which should raise suspicion right away. And Congress is talking about this too. Well, when we know when you set up a relief well that this will be the end of the problem. They don't know. I played snippet or I read snippets of their comments, the usual comments. Of congressmen on the show last night. I won't waste tonight's time with that. But certainly and I did this so people can understand why nothing's being done in the Gulf. When you've got people asking if it's not cheaper to fly from Washington to California and take the train from California to Hawaii if they could save more money, you kind of know we're dealing with an idiot. Okay.
Unless they know something we don't know.
or trying to get a flight to Rhino, New York.
I wonder if Rhino, New York. I haven't heard that one. Well, I wonder if you talking about the underground trains to go from
no, but
New York to Hawaii.
They meant buffalo, but they knew it was a big animal. You know, I mean,
that's what we're dealing with, folks.
Yeah, you got to listen to Last Night's Archive, Michael. You get a kick out of it, really.
Okay.
You would, but this is why nothing's being done now. Since last week, I've been stating that there are at least 32 fractures on the ocean floor, and that is at the end of the New Madrid Fault. Okay, so you've heard predictions about what might occur, and they're talking about putting in another hole. You've got 32 fractures there with oil coming out. And they want to put a relief well to relieve the pressure, and you still have 100,000 pounds of pressure per square inch coming out of the first hole with 32 additional fractures.
Yeah, Don, and it verifies a while back when we were discussing this as well, and I was very concerned because at the time there was the talk of consideration of using nuclear detonation to seal it, and I said, you know, Don, they're probably the plate tectonics. I'm afraid they're probably on a major fault line there, and they knew they were,
mm-hmm.
And this is setting up a very scary scenario, very very scary. And this is serious stuff here.
Now, since last week, they've upped the pressure, maybe 70,000 to 100,000. Well, I started out saying 75 to 100,000. Okay, now they're upping it, right? They're catching up to my numbers. I said 32 fractures. They went from 2 fractures last week. Now they're admitting 8 fractures. So they're getting close, but you see, they're underestimating, and they admit that they this is where what they say makes no sense whatsoever, because I calculated the numbers. They were saying that there was 5,000 gallons a day getting out,
mm-hmm.
you know, oil,
right?
And then they upped that at one point last week. All of a sudden it became 35,000 to 60,000 barrels, which, mm-hmm. if it's 60,000 barrels, basically you're talking about roughly, I'm just going to round it off, roughly 250,000 gallons a day. But I've been saying for the longest time, 2.6 million gallons a day. And with the new information that came out, I upped that to 5 million. And now the scientists are chiming in at 5 million gallons of oil a day. Minimum. This is not even counting the fractures,
yeah,
which are all leaking.
Yeah, they're flooding the Atlantic with petroleum.
Okay, so
killing everything.
You're going to hear that number go up. They're easing their way into it, just like they did everything else. But
sure,
they say it's 12 times worse than they originally thought. Yet when you take the numbers they give, it's only 7 times worse. So they're lying about the numbers, and they're lying about the whole thing.
Either that, or they're just a bunch of blithering idiots that don't know how to calculate anything. And I don't think that's quite the case.
No, they know darn well what's happening.
Sure they do. Sure they do.
And they think that we're too stupid.
Oh, yes. That's for sure.
To figure it out ourselves.
Those, yes, the people watching the boob tube 24/7 are stupid, and they got them. That's the problem.
Well, hopefully people aren't going to give money to CNN or to whoever's operating out there. You know, we ask people to consider giving, donating $1 to Mike Castle so he can get the product to get some Amerihaz out to those people along the Gulf. And, you know, there are people responding to that. Certainly, it go into a good place. I mean, if you give it, who are they going to give it to? BP? Like,
right,
they need the money?
And I appreciate the reminder for that as well for myself. I have to send Dr. Mike some money, because this is the least we can do. And the governors of those Gulf states better take some initiative here and defend their turf, defend their people, and bring in that National Guard so independent scientists like Dr. Michael Castle can come in and be of service, valuable service here. And so, I mean, we need to see that. Otherwise, he won't even be able to access Don. If based on Blackwater control and everything for the big corporations, then independent scientists like Dr. Castle won't even be able to access with his product.
Well, this is why I pointed out the illegality, the unlawful nature of the people that are running this. We have nothing but a bunch of foreigners over here telling us what to do.
And it's that's right, and they're doing it through our federal government, so the states have to take the initiative. I really admire Arizona for at least taking initiative with passing their own laws saying, hey, we're going to deport illegals, and we're going to make it so that there's no incentive for them to want to be here. And so the usurper Sotoro there, the quack insane old bummer, he says he's going to arrest the governor and try to file a lawsuit against the state of Arizona. Hey, listen, you foreign turd boy, hit the road. Come on, states, take the initiative. Keep taking these initiatives. Take the power back to the states. Cut the feds off with the money flow, and they will have to dry up and disappear without that money flow. And the states have the power to do it. And these are opportunities for the states to take that initiative. And I hope the governors in the Gulf Coast states wake up and realize that. And I hope the people in those states are listening and putting the heat on their governors and saying, do the right thing, bring the National Guard in, take control ourselves over our own turf. The federal government is useless, has no business even being there.
Well,
this is a state issue.
They shouldn't have to do this, but we have 35 states right now, three short of a constitutional convention, by the way, who are enacting legislation in that regard to keep illegal aliens out. You wonder why you have an individual calling himself the President of the United States who's an illegal alien, is pro-illegal aliens?
Yep, like attracts like. Never fails. Like attracts like.
You know, this is...
That's right. That's right.
That's absolutely the crux of it.
You got it, Don. That is right there. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming. Foreigners are running our government, controlling our country, driving us in the ground, destroying everything that was good about this country and the rest of the world, of course. But as an American, I want to clean up my own house. And then once we do, we'll help our neighbor countries clean up their house. And once and for all, get rid of this evil, this scum that's risen out of slime, and bake it in the full, hot, blazing sun of God's power and light and justice. And destroy it once and for all. And let it never rise again. Rip the evil roots out of the ground so that they can never take root again. We gotta wipe these dirtbags out. And so locally, as far as our country, that's where my focus will be. And we can't help anybody else until we help ourselves. Our country, we have to turn it around. We got to get it back into the hands of sane, honest, honorable men and women.
Oh, they're talking about bringing Hamas over here, giving them $400 million during all this oil catastrophe.
Sure, sure.
Making
sure.
The announcement. Again, yeah. We have an illegal alien inviting more illegal aliens into the country.
I just seen Haitians. I was at Home Depot a few weeks back, and I could tell by the accent they were foreigners, islanders from the Caribbean somewhere. And one guy, his leg was really bad. So I just happened to be mentioned while I had a chance in the line talking with the guys, and they said, yeah, they're from Haiti. And that guy there, the roof fell down on him and crushed his leg bad, and I told him about my rapid heal and I could help him with it. But again, at the same time, I'm saying, look at this. Here's our country. Here's our government. Let the foreigners come right in. For some reason, our country's the dumping ground for everybody. Hey, it isn't. Statue of Liberty does not represent that. And our country isn't open for everybody just to come here when they have problems.
Their intent is to make this a third world country.
Clearly.
Destroy it, period.
And totally destroy the Western civilization culture that founded this country. totally destroy it. You know, Slick Willie Tommy Clinton in his fancy suit with sharp tie, everything brand new. Probably first time he wore it, probably last time he's going to wear it. And it was with Wolfie Blitzer on Communist News Network. And he was mentioning with, as they're playing footsie with each other, him and Wolf going back and forth with a little exchange like it's a real serious interview, which is a joke. And he says how the Americans with Obama, well, you know, I guess the conservatives, you know, they got a problem with the diversity of this country. Hey, Slick Willie, I could already tell you're going to be kicking the bucket not too far down the road. Good riddance to you, traitor, dirtbag. Our country is not destined to be a third world scum bucket. Okay? That's what you wanted to make it be? It's not going to happen. This is the worst it's going to get. The day's coming. Things are turning around. I'm sick and tired of seeing our country a dumping ground. Well, who's coming in here illegally, Don? Just like it's mainly criminals. I mean, there's definitely good people coming here that are still illegal. And I got some neighbors here that I know are illegal, but I like them. I could trust them. I know I could trust them as far as not being, you know, worrying about crime or anything. But over all in all, Mexico and Central America, South America, who are they letting go? They're letting go all the criminals, letting them come up here. The criminals have it easier up here in our country than they do in their own countries. This is how bad it is here, people.
Well,
this is how bad we've allowed our country to become. It's a haven for rat criminals of all sorts.
Yeah, Michael, we're out of time, but I want to conclude by saying it's obvious that this is all criminal. It's unlawful. They know it is. They're ramping it up because we've been pointing that out. Eventually, people are going to get it.
Yep.
They're ramping it up. Finally, figure out what's been happening.
That's right, Don. They're ramping it up because their time is getting shorter, and thank God for that.
Yes. Well, I got to say goodnight, but I want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Don. Always a pleasure.
Look forward to your next visit on Evident Footprints. Can you believe this month is flying by? You're on again next Tuesday, the 29th.
So, looking forward to it, Don. Yes, time is definitely flying by, and that's good because it's bringing us closer to righteous justice and the Lord's will prevailing throughout our country and the rest of the world. So let time fly by as it brings us closer to our final destiny, which is the good Lord's justice and rightful kingdom establishing itself once and for all on this planet and all evil being obliterated for good.
Yes. Well, I'm going to say goodnight, and that wraps it up, folks. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com and our special guest tonight, Michael Anthony. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network and BlogTalkRadio.com. Also want to thank Don Newsom for the sound. Hopefully he's going to get the right song at the end of the show. Also, Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest will be Daryl Dickinson. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light. And have a good night.